Hey, dork, open up. It's me.
You don't look too happy to see me. You're upset because I called you dork? I've always called you dork. And come on, you've been my little brother's best friend since forever. I've seen all the dorky phases you guys have gone through. Yeah, from whiny brats in school all the way up to whiny brats in college. To me, you will always be a dork. That is a good question. Why am I here? Well, you always hang out at our place with my brother, practically every weekend, but it's been a while since you've been over and since I've seen you. No, I know you've been busy with work, especially since you got that project you were wanting. Yeah, well, so anyways, my brother is hanging out with his girlfriend tonight, and I really didn't want to bear witness to those lovey-dovey shenanigans. Especially on a Friday night to, you know, remind me of how single I am. He mentioned that you weren't working this weekend, and you were just gonna stay home alone tonight. So I thought I'd come over and hang out with you and finally see your new place. Here, this is a late housewarming gift. You still like red wine, right? I'm just gonna invite myself in, if you don't mind. I know. It's actually been a few years since you moved in. That's why I said it's late. You know, it's your fault, actually. I didn't really have a reason to come visit you here since, you know, you practically lived at our house. Now, do not try and deny it. We literally have a section of the pantry just for you since you're such a picky eater. Oh, wow. Your place is not what I was expecting. To be fair, my expectation of your apartment was based on that place you stayed at while you were in college. You had all those anime posters and figurines that you used to collect. This just looks like a proper bachelor pad. Oh my god, like, you have throw pillows. I didn't think you even knew what throw pillows were. Hey, don't throw them at me. So immature. Well, of course I'm surprised. This place looks great. And it was decorated by you, I'm assuming. I mean, you're the same guy who dresses like a Power Ranger. Don't give me that look. You, when you wear an outfit with all the same colors, you do. You look like a Power Ranger. Come on, I can't be the first person who's told you this. Well, I didn't say anything before because I thought, I don't know, you looked cute. That's not the point. If you don't want to look like a Power Ranger, try wearing different shades and tints of the same color, okay? Your place is also really neat and tidy. Oh, the only time my brother bothers to clean up is when his girlfriend is coming over. You're not expecting anyone, right? I'm not, like, interrupting. Okay, that's good. I'm just totally assuming you want to hang out with me tonight. You do. Great. I was thinking we can order a pizza from, what's that place? I can't ever remember the name. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, whatever pizza you want, and it'll be my treat. And then we can spend half an hour trying to pick a movie, debating and arguing, and then finally settling on something we've both already seen, all the while enjoying this nice bottle of wine I brought over. It'll be just like a few years ago when we were all in college. The only difference being the wine is more expensive now. I'm glad you're on board. Oh, there's a good boy. Being proactive, pouring the wine without me having to ask. Don't make that face. You don't like it when I call you dork. You don't like it when I call you good boy. What do you want me to call you? Calling you by your name is boring. How about I call you Senpai? I remember how embarrassed you used to get when my friends tried calling you that because they saw an anime meme. Oh my god, did you just blush? Senpai. Oh my god, look how red your face is. It's so red. So cute. Fine, I'll stop. I'm sorry. It was just nice seeing you flustered after so long. You used to be so quiet and respectful. And then you became like this moody teenager, and all we did was fight after that. Slow down. Hey. How was it my fault that we always fight? Because I'm mean? How was I ever mean to you? Name one time I was mean. I said one time. I get it, okay. You really had that list locked and loaded. What? No, don't be weird. Yes, you are. You're being weird. How could you say you liked it when I was being mean to you or we were fighting? Oh. Because it was better than me just ignoring you? Oh. I'm sorry about that. You know, high school was tough, and I ended up taking it out on you and, you know, other people for some reason, just pretending you didn't exist. I don't even know why I did that. But hey, look, enough about that. That's in the past, right? And let's talk about something happier. Like, what pizza are we gonna get? No, seriously? Hawaiian? When did you start eating pineapple on your pizza? Haha, very funny. You can't even keep a straight face. You just said that because you know I hate it. Okay, funny guy, just for that, you've lost your pizza selection privileges. Yeah, I'm gonna decide what we're gonna get. Let's see, I think I want Meat Lovers. Yeah, that's what we're getting. Wipe that smile off your face. I know it's your favorite as well. Okay, order has been placed. Should be 20 to 30 minutes. Oh, thank you. I'm surprised you have such nice wine glasses. I was half expecting to drink this from, I don't know, plastic cups. You probably bring all the ladies here, wine and dine them, don't you? That's why you've got such nice glasses. What's with that look? I'm not teasing you now. You're a great guy. You're also kind of cute when you don't speak. You have a great job. You probably have girls asking you out all the time. You're shy talking to girls. I've seen you talk to girls. Not that I'm stalking you or anything, but, you know, it's a small town. You've never had any problems talking to me, and I'm a girl. Why don't I count as a girl? What makes me different? Yeah, I'm really interested to know why you would consider me different from other girls. Oh. Because I'm your best friend's sister. That makes sense, I suppose. Fine. Yes, I remember that party. Yes. My graduation party. You can stop regaling me with the tale of that night. I mean, I know I overdid it, but I was just so relieved after I failed the first time. It was a fun night, and again, I'm sorry I was a total ass to you when you were just trying to get me water. I shouldn't have poured it on you. Drunk me thought it was hilarious. But despite that, you still stuck by me when I got sick from mixing Jaeger and vodka. You nursed me through the worst hangover I've ever had. So, what movie should we watch? How dare you besmirch my good name by accusing me of trying to change the topic just because you brought up an embarrassing story? I just want to decide what we're going to watch before the pizza gets here, okay? Oh, wow. Did hell just freeze over? You're willingly giving me the remote. Oh, because I'm the guest. Yeah, okay, I see what you're trying to do. Trying to get some bogus precedent so that when we go back to hanging out at my place... Sorry, never mind. Let's just see what you have. Nothing's wrong, I'm fine. You have an app for every streaming service. Well, at least that gives us some variety. I know. Let's just see what you've been watching. It's probably some dirty stuff, right? Let's see. Anime, superhero movies, more anime, more superhero movies, even more anime. Wait, this show. This is the one I recommended to you. Did you watch it? All 6 seasons? Wait, you've only finished 5? What? Why? Yeah, I get work being hectic. It's like the busy season never ends sometimes. Ugh, I know what we're watching tonight. We are going to watch season 6. All of it. We're going to binge the entire thing. Yeah, 13 episodes sounds like a lot, but, you know, once you're into it, it just flies by. What? Oh, you're worried about me driving home so late? That's sweet. A whole day? Yeah, that sounds nice. We could find a day we're both free and then we can binge the whole thing. Yeah, I like the way that sounds. Well, since you've shot down my idea and hurt my feelings, I think we should watch a horror movie. Unless you're scared. The dork doth protest too much, methinks. Just admit that you're scared and we can watch something else. You're not afraid. Come on. My brother and I loved watching horror movies growing up, and you were always right with us on the couch. Well, I happen to know you were pretending to watch. I don't think my brother ever noticed. He was always, like, so engrossed. But, I noticed that whenever the movie started getting scary, you would always pretend to be watching, but your eyes would be looking away, and you would, like, cover your face and peek through your fingers to see if the scary part was over. No, it wasn't like that. I wasn't specifically watching you. No, that would be weird. It's just, you know, as the eldest in the room, I was just watching over the two of you and... Actually, that's a lie. I don't know why I'm lying to you now or wasting the time we have left like this. Yes, I was watching you. I always thought it was... so cute that you would try and brave it just so you could spend time with us. The truth is, I'm really upset with you. I really am. I tried to come over here tonight and pretend that everything is fine, so that we could reminisce about the past and remind you that we did have fun together, but I can't. How could you be leaving? How could you be moving halfway across the country and not tell me? I had to find out through my brother. I get that he's your best friend, but, you know, I've also known you for that long. I thought we were at least friends. And yeah, it hurt finding out secondhand like that. I came over because I wanted to spend time with you before you left, but you still don't even think I'm worth telling. You're acting like it's nothing. Why am I so upset? Why am I so upset? How would you feel if the person you love was just leaving and didn't even think you were worth the effort to tell? You could have sent me a text, something, some sign to at least acknowledge my existence. Yes, okay, yes, I said I love you. I've had a crush on you since high school, okay? The time I ignored you for a few months was because my friends were teasing me and guessed that I liked you, and so I thought if I just stopped talking to you, they would stop teasing me and I would just get over it. That ended up failing, backfiring so miserably because all it did was make me miss you and like you more. I should just go. Hey, please don't grab my hand like that. Your hand is so soft and warm. What? Why does it matter when I realize that I love you? Fine. If it's that important, it was that night at my graduation party. During and after that party. When I was at my worst and you took care of me. I saw you in a different light, and all I could think was that I want this person in my life. Always. I know I haven't been nice about it, but I was so happy whenever you would come over, and I was jealous whenever my brother hogged all your time. I never said anything because I was scared I would drive you away. I'm still so scared, but since you're just leaving anyway, it's not like there's any point. No, don't. Don't patronize me. Don't do that. Don't lie to make me feel better about myself. You don't love me. You don't love... What about your high school prom? I remember it. I remember that girl broke up with you the day after because she wanted to... Never mind. I remember my brother was grounded for getting drunk and you were just wallowing in self-pity by yourself, so I went to hang out with you. I don't think we really did much, did we? We just killed time at that park. I told you that? I don't remember saying that, but it does sound like something I would say about love. I don't understand. If you're trying to say that I should take my own advice, then... Oh. Oh, that's when you realized you loved me. You've been in love with me since then. Why didn't you say anything? You were also scared. You've loved me for so long. Okay, not that this is a competition, but I guess you did fall for me first, so I would win if it was. But if you love me, then why didn't you say anything about leaving? A month? What's a month? Oh my god, you're only leaving for a month for your project for work? And then you're coming back? Oh my god, my brother is such an ass. He made me think that you were leaving for good. He showed me your texts and, like, pictures of where you're going to stay. Oh my god, he completely played me. Do you think he did it on purpose to get me to tell you how I really feel? Yeah, maybe that's giving him too much credit. So, what now? Girlfriend. Me as your girlfriend. I actually like the sound of that. Oh, sorry. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Did I misread the situation? I thought that... You kiss well for a dork. But I think I can help you improve. This is nice. Maybe we could just do this tonight. Pizza's here. So, pizza, wine, and hanging out with your girlfriend. How does that sound? I'll take that goofy smile as a yes.